Issue 62. The stage is set. The Green Realm has been the stage for horrendous wars. One war, the Great War, destroyed nearly the whole realm. Many star systems were wiped out. Many races just simply don't exist anymore. There were consequences for the ones who started all the destruction. The denizens of the planet Reba nearly destroyed themselves. But there has never been any real retribution from those that didn't originate on the planet Reba. But today, that is changing. The planet Reba made one more callous move. They destroyed one more solar system, not realizing the consequences. They destroyed the solar system of Dracia. The system was already ravaged by biogenetic temporal bombs. But the known Reba bombed it again. The bombs opened rifts to, let's say, other places. Those places fought amongst themselves, and a quick victor emerged. It was and is an alliance of different species. Those species now intend to exact revenge on those that started the troubles. A massive fleet of ships are screaming towards the planet Reba from the shattered system of Dracia. The flagship of the army of the known Reba is processing all of the information coming in. The leader of the known Reba, the first great general, has returned to the bridge with the dire reports. He barks orders as he does.
These attacks will not stay. Get all our ships ready.
The first officer responds. It is done, sir. Large fleet approaching from the forward sector of the solar system. Our forces are moving to meet them. The force should be overwhelming, but the rest of our fleet is now also ready in case others make it through. The planetary defenses are also coming online.
They will not surprise us this time. Our force shall be...
A second fleet has appeared.
Who are they?
It is a mixed fleet. They are not answering our calls. They appear to be hostile.
Send the backup fleet to meet them.
Sending now. They acknowledge and are moving.
Will it be enough?
Overwhelming, sir. Our forces should overwhelm that fleet also.
Good. But if they try to overwhelm us again, then I will use biogenetic temporal bombs again.
It would seem that the general is speaking from bravado. Exploding such a powerful bomb in the solar system could destroy the whole solar system itself. But the general is serious. He successfully did it once and is ready to do it again. His flagship is special. It is equipped with a prototype weapon that few know of. Sir, a third fleet appeared in our solar system.
What?
It is the Artonians. They have amassed their ships, a full fleet, and sent them to help.
Thank you. And asked them to take strategic positions around the planet.
They are complying. Sir?
Do not tell me a fourth fleet.
That is correct. Again, it appears hostile. They are approaching from a third direction.
Amass the Artonians and have them protect the side of Reba that is being approached.
The fleet is being shifted. Sir?
Do not report a fifth fleet.
I am going to have to disobey that order.
How big is it?
It is large, but it is not a fleet. It is an army.
Continue with the report. Give me some friggin' details.
On Reba, the Momen are rising up. They have amassed and are heading for the 11th great city.
What?
Unknown. But it is an army. that is definitely hostile.
Send an army to meet them.
The timing is odd, I think.
Don't think. Just obey me.
Yes, sir. Elsewhere, eyes open. They are the eyes of the summoner. He finds himself back on the deck of the ship that his soul left a while ago. He was mechanically yanked back to his body. He is visibly shaken by the crash into his body. He thinks that the heat he is feeling is a side effect of the traumatic return, but he realizes that he is wrong. As he remembers, the ship was headed for the sun. He quickly tries to gather himself to address the situation. Then he realizes that the sun is not the only reason that he is feeling such heat. Standing near him is a small, glowing flame.
Are you one of the people that I met in the sun?
Yes.
What is your name?
I do not have one. Suddenly, the communication equipment on the ship starts to broadcast. Artonian ship, this is the Brigar of the known Reba. We are answering your distress call. Prepare to be tractored away from the sun. The summoner ignores the voice and continues to talk to the boy.
Why are you here?
My people want to stop the Dark Ones, but they will not admit it. But I do. So I have come to you to stop them.
You sound like a child. How old are you?
I am a child, but I am thousands of years old in your terms. This ship juts a bit forward as a tractor beam latches on. Then there is a bit of a jerk backwards as the ship begins to be pulled away.
What do you propose? There are only a handful of them, but they are pretty hard to kill.
You are wrong and right, and I don't know what to do.
What does that mean?
It means I have no plan.
I got that part. I mean the wrong and right.
You are right that they are hard to kill. You are wrong that there are only a handful of them. There is an army, and it's here. This is the battle your warriors were shown.
What are you talking about? What warrior?
I am talking about Arrow and Glass. But they didn't understand, and they cannot warn you. Watch. Elsewhere, eyes open. They are the eyes of Kelly. She is from the other reality of Michael. She wakes up, not knowing where she is. She was on a planet that was alive with the minds of aliens that were trying to kill her. She didn't quite understand then because she was possessed by an entity named Belmast. So she is now confused as she finds herself in a nice, comfortable bed. She is wearing fresh clothes, too. The feeling of comfort is fleeting. It is quickly replaced with fear because she is alone. Well, she thinks that she is.
Mistress, I am glad to see you are awake. You were damaged, but the doctors tell me that you should be fine.
Kelly is startled by the computer answering. She quickly realizes what is going on, though.
Computer?
That question is addressed to me. My name is Vanessa. I am the main computer. I am sorry that I disturbed you, but I thought you would like the status of our systems. So we're damaged, but it's great of things.
That's great. What are we?
Green Will. We have no particular gift. Would you like to give us one?
Well, not right now. Why did you bring me here?
You are like the main makers of this ship. We rescued you to return home. but we cannot communicate with our forces. No one answers. So now, we seek your guidance. What is our destination?
Us. Where are you?
Is the question addressed to us?
No. Yes. Where are Ox and Tubbs?
Jessica should be able to answer that.
Who is?
I'm Jessica Lee. I told the searches for individuals.
Search? So they're not here?
I didn't say that. You're going to have to hold your horses till I can do my job. Say cheese.
What?
A light flashes on Kelly. And then Jessica answers.
You did not know the two men that you asked for. You didn't know them well. Although you do know someone very similar to Thomas.
Kelly is silent.
I'm not finding the two you mentioned alive.
A projection pops up, showing the destruction of the planet that they've left.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Those two were on that planet. And now I cannot detect them alive. How far away can you detect them? Far. You mean like distance? Oh, honey, that's not a problem.
Kelly's eyes get bright.
Could I find that hunky guy? Michael, you were thinking about? I like him. Yes, no problem, honey.
Kelly can barely contain herself. As hope again lives. Next time. Where are you now?